This is the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Avodah Zarah, tape number 3.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Maras Rivka Mindel, Bas Rav Moshe Chaim HaKohen Greenbaum, Zichrono Livracha. Our Maggid Shir is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
Masechta Avodah Zarah, Perek Dalad, Perek Rabbi Shmuel, from the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis. And the Mishnah says, Markulis is an Avodah Zarah made with stones. Rabbi Shmuel says, if 3 stones are lying next to a Markulis, they're Osir. If 2 stones lie next to it, then they're Mutter. The Chachamim say, if the stones seem to have fallen off the Markulis, so it probably came from it, and therefore they're Osir. If they don't seem to have fallen off the Markulis, i.e. they're not that close to it, then they're Mutter. Daf Nun, the Gemara. The palace of Yanai HaMelech became a ruin. Goyim came and set up a Markulis there, and then other Goyim, who didn't worship Avodah Zarah, came, cut up the stones, and used them to build a highway. Some Rabbanim used the road, i.e., saying that the Avodah Zarah was batal, and some did not, because Takrebus Avodah Zarah is considered Kizivchei Mesim, and they wanted to be Machmer. Rabbi Nachim, who was the Machmer, was considered by Rabbi Yochanan to be a very pious tzaddik. He was called Benon Shel Kedoshim, since he never even looked at engraved images on coins, where these images were for decorative purposes only. The Gemara says, in Shemitah year, one cannot cut off a branch of a tree, so a new one will grow. Finally, in Avodah Zarah, where the way to worship it is to knock a stick, if one breaks a stick in front of it, he's chayev, since it's similar to an Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, where we break the neck of an animal. But if he throws the stick, then he's potter. Daf Nun Aleph. If a person finds articles of beauty on an Avodah Zarah, for example, garment or money, then they're mutter, since they're not being offered, really, as any carbon or anything similar to that. If someone shechts an animal with a mum, for example, it's missing a limb, and he shechts it for the purpose of Avodah Zarah, he's potter, since in the Beis HaMikdash, an animal with a mum could not be brought as a carbon. Finally, any time the Torah uses a lashon of hishomer, pen, or al, it's a lashon of mitzvahs leisase. The Mishnah. If someone finds on the head of a markulis money, clothing, or kalim, they're mutter, since this isn't something that beautifies it. But if it's grapes or any other davar noi, something that beautifies it, then it's aser. The Gemara. If a curtain is spread in front of the Avodah Zarah, anything that's inside the curtain, even water and salt, is aser, since it's like takrevet. But outside the curtain, only a davar noi, only something for beautification purposes, is aser. The Mishnah. If an Avodah Zarah owned a garden or a bathhouse, you can get benefit from them only shalei b'tayva, if the entrance is free. But if the bathhouse or the garden belonged to also someone else, then you can always have hana. Gemara. If the Avodah Zarah belongs to a guy, it becomes usher immediately. If it belongs to a Yisrael, it's only usher once it's worshipped. Daf Nun Beis. As soon as an Avodah Zarah is made, there is a chait for the person who makes it, even before it's worshipped. The Gemara says, if a pesel belongs to Yisrael, it has a chiyuv of geniza, i.e. it must be hidden away. If they install a dayan who isn't roy to be a dayan, it's as if an asherah tree was planted next to the mizbeach. A metal keli is always mekabel tuma. If it became broken, it isn't mekabel tuma, since it now doesn't have a shame keli. But if he fixes the keli, it can again be mekabel tuma, but only midrabanan. Finally, when the Goyim entered and defiled the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kelim inside of them lost their Kedusha and became Chulin, as the Pasuk in Yecheskel Zion says, Uva'u va'perutzim v'chileluha. The Mishnah. A Goy can be mevatel his own Avodah Zarah, or that of a friend, but Yisrael can't be mevatel his own Avodah Zarah, or that of a Goy. Daf Nun Gimel, the Gemara. The Avodah Zarah of Yisrael can never become batel, even if he owns it, b'shutfus ha'goy. The next Mishnah. How is the guy mevatel the Avodah Zarah? Mishnah answers, if he cuts off the tip of the ear, nose, or finger, or he smashed it, then it's batel. But if he just spits or urinates in front of it, then it's not considered to be a bittel. Finally, if he sold it or gave it as a mashkin, Rebbe says that it's batal, the Chachamim say that it's not. The Gemara. If a person buys silver from a guy and he finds a pesel in it, if he did meshicha before he paid for it, we say that it's a meshicha betos, and he can return the silver and be mevatel the pesel. But if the Yisrael already paid, it's too late, and he must throw it to the Yam HaMelech. If the Yisrael stood up a stone to bow down to it, and before he had a chance to do that, a guy bowed down to it, it becomes usur, even though normally a person can't usur something which doesn't belong to him. Ein adam usur davar she'eina shaloi. The Mishnah. If an Avodah Zarah was left in a place, and its followers had no kavana to return, if it's a time of peace, i.e. where they could have taken it, but they didn't, then it's a siman they were mamatal it. Then it's mutter bahana. If it's a time of war, then it's usur, since they maybe didn't take it because they didn't have time to take it. Gemara. A pesel platform, if one piece is broken off, it's mutter. But a mizbeach, you need most of it to be broken. Daf nun dalet. An animal which was worshipped becomes usur ligavaya, i.e. it's usur to be brought as a carbon, even if it was worshipped by Inus. Ibet Reb Zeira asks, Inus Rahmana Patri. So if it was an Inus, it shouldn't be usur. He answers, if the Einus took place in Befarhesia, then a person is Mechuyiv in Yoharig V'yal Yaver, so as not to make a Chilul Hashem. Therefore, he should have had himself killed first. Therefore, that's why we're Machmer. If someone's animal was lying in front of an Avodah Zarah, and you came and shechted one simon of it, it becomes Usur, since even though Ein Adam Nesar Davar She'ein Shalai, but since he did a Maisa, then he can Usur it. If one bows to land, one cannot Usur of a land. But if he does a maisa to it, like building a pit for Avodah Zarah, then even the land can become usur. The Mishnah. The philosophers asked the Chachamim in Rome, if Hashem doesn't want Avodah Zarah, why doesn't Hashem destroy them? They answered, if they worshipped something that the world didn't need, Hashem would have been mevatel them. But since they worshipped the sun and the moon, which the world does need, should Hashem destroy the world just because of these fools? Aisa, they asked, so why didn't he destroy all the other Avodah Zarah? Fine, don't destroy the sun and the moon, but destroy all the other Avodah Zarah. They answered, it would have strengthened the hand of those who worship the sun and the moon, because they would have said, your Avodah Zarah was destroyed, but ours wasn't, i.e. our sun and moon was not destroyed, which means ours is the most powerful. Gemara. Of course, those people who were Avid these Avodah Zarahs will be punished. Finally, if someone is Baal and Eshes Ish, really the child shouldn't be born, but the world must continue in its normal form, i.e. the child is born. But the chayta simply gets punished. Definitely. When it comes to Yisurin, pain brought along by Hashem, it is sworn that they should only go on a certain day and hour, via a certain person, and leave at a certain day and hour. If a person gets together with Leitzim, he'll become a Letz. If he gets together with Anavim, he'll become an Anav. The Mishnah. When grapes are squeezed, it only has a shame yayin when it enters the pit in front of the gas. A gas is a press, is a wine press. Therefore, one is allowed to buy a wine press. A Yisrael is allowed to work for a guy to stamp on grapes, but he can't pick them together with a guy. If a Yisrael is tame, he can't stamp on the grapes, since a Yisrael is mitzuva not to be mitama the chulin of Eretz Yisrael. But he would be allowed to transport barrels of wine. Gemara. Wine poured from a gas, as soon as it's falling on the incline towards the bore, it is called yayin, and if a guy touches it, it becomes yayin esach. Daf nun vav. Regarding meiser, grapes are considered to have a chi of meiser only after the wine enters the pit and the seeds float to the top. This is called misha yakve, and this is the Gemara Malacha, which then allows it to have a chi of meiser. If a guy touches wine in the bor, it becomes usur. Any wine that ended up in the press remains mutter. Rapuna says that this only applies if he didn't return the net into the press. Then, even the wine in the press becomes usur. Since the wine in the net is usur, it transfers the isur up to the wine in the press. From here we learn, nutzuk chibur, a flow of liquid connects one thing to the other. So if one is usur, the other thing becomes usur as well. This particular halacha has a very practical application. I saw this a few weeks ago when I was at a kosher food show. And there were many people at the show who were tasting foods and wines. There were people who were Jewish as well as Goyim. Normally we know in halacha that something which falls onto something else has the ability to asur that thing which it falls onto. But rarely do we find in halacha the idea that something can flow upward and make something asur by going up. This particular case here of Natsuk Chibor by the wine, by Yayin Esach, is one of the few places where that exists. What this would mean is the following. Let's say someone is visiting at one of these shows, and a Yisrael is pouring a cup of wine for a guy. The guy then drinks from this cup of wine. So now the wine becomes Yayin Esach. If the guy comes back and wants a refill on his cup of wine, as soon as the Yisrael pours wine out of the bottle into this cup, which now has a little bit of Yayin Esach in it, as soon as the wine from that bottle touches this Yayin Esach, the Isser of Yayin Esach flows back up into the wine which is being poured. And the whole bottle then would become Usser. So practically speaking, it's very important that if somebody pours wine for a guy, even if the wine that's being poured is not the Yayin Esach, but if the guy already drank from that cup of wine, it has the potential to Usser, the new wine which is now being poured into it. There was a child of 6 years old, the Gemara says, who learned the halachas of Avodah Zarah very well. He said that one is allowed to help a guy squeeze grapes as long as his hands are tied, so he doesn't actually touch the wine with his hands. If the guy treads with his feet, it is not called Yayin Esach, since Drisas Beregel is not called squeezing wine. Taisus mentions that wine tread by a guy with his feet is still usher to drink, although it's mutter bahana. Taisus asks, if we say Natsuk Chibor when the net exists, why not say the wine in the gas is always usher? Since when it flows from the gas to the bor, it's a continuous flow, and it flows back up into the gas, which would make that Yayin Esach. Taisus answers, this is Natsuk Bar Natsuk, two different flows. The wine in the gas is connected to the wine in the net, and also the wine in the net is connected to the wine in the bor. So it's really not Natsuk Chibor, but rather it's two different Natsuks, and Natsuk Bar Natsuk, we're not Machmeron. Tafnun Zayin. Rav says, even if a child who is 1 day old, a Gaiish child, if he touches wine, even though he has no kavana to use it for the purpose of Avodah Zarah, since he's too young to understand the inyan of Avodah Zarah, it's also to drink the wine that he touched. But it still is mutter bahana. The Gemara says adults are people who understand the nature and the meaning of Avodah Zarah, and children are those who don't. If one buys avadim from Gaim, even if they have mila and tefila, still, if they touch wine, it becomes Yayin Esach, unless it's after a period of 12 months where he has completely forgotten all about Avodah Zarah. Taisus asks from a case later on, if a guy fell into a bor of yayin, Rav holds like Reb Shimon, that even though he touched the wine, since it was shalei b'kavana, it is not called Yayin Esach. If so, why if a child touches it, does Rav hold it is considered to be Yayin Esach? The child has no kavana to make it into Avodah Zarah. Taisus answers, if a child touches it, we must be geyser Yayin Esach otu gadol, since people will think, if a katan touches it, then it's mutter, maybe if a gadol touches it, it should be mutter. But if he falls into a bar, there's no need for the gzera, since it's very obvious to people that when the guy fell in, it was an einus, and he didn't touch it for the purpose of creating Avodah Zarah. Taisus also says that although by avadim, who had mila and tefila, we must wait 12 months before not being concerned with Yayin Esach, by a ger, we don't apply this chumrah, since a ger converts on his own free will, and therefore, of course, as soon as he converts, he'll forget all about the Avodah Zarah. Taisus Divrei Amaschil Lafuke says that the Rashbam and the Rivan, in the name of Rashi, say that Bizman Hazeh, there is no Isser if a guy touches wine, since Goyim today are not Ovid Avodah Zarah. So it's as if they don't know the ways of being Ovid Avodah Zarah, and they're considered like Tanim, which are brought here in our Gemara. And since we paskin like Shmuel, that Tinek ben Yoimai doesn't turn wine into Yayin Esach, the same should apply today. But Rav Tam takes issue with this, since really, when there's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, the halacha is kerav be'isurin, and therefore a Tinek ben Yoimai can make it Yayin Esach, even according to him, it's mutter bahana. The Rush points out that even if there is room for leniency today, as is brought in Kuntres al Adaf, a distinction should be made between wine which belongs to a guy and wine belonging to a Yisrael that a guy touched or handled. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis says that the reason the Rabbanan forbade Goyisha wine was to prevent social intimacy and intermarriage, Mishum Chasanis. Consequently, the Rush argues that the fact that Goyim today are less absorbed in Avodah Zarah is insufficient to allow Goyisha-owned wine, inasmuch as the ban was enacted in order to deter intermarriage, which is as threatening today as it was then. On the other hand, drinking wine that belongs to a Yisrael, which was touched by a guy, says the Rush, does not foster social intimacy with the Goyim. Such wine was assered only because of a concern that the guy may have inconspicuously performed nisuch when he touched it. It is reasonable to suggest that today, when the concern is not so pertinent, It's mutter to sell such wine and have hana from it. Taisus also asks, here, since the Chachamim made a gzera of Yayin Nesach, how can we be mevatel this gzera? According to the Rashbam, even if it doesn't apply today, how can you be mevatel something which was made then? Taisus answers, the gzera was made since there were people who poured wine to Avodah Zarah. But since today this doesn't exist, the Chachamim never had in mind to create this Isser under these circumstances. Taisus concludes that Bizman Hazeh, anyone who is machmer not to have hana from Yayin Nesach, tovi alav bracha. Finally, when a guy puts his hand in a barrel of wine, Rava allows it to be sold by Yisrael, i.e. its mutter bahana. Daf Nun Ches. If there's a government inspector who weighs wine and who made a hole in the cover of the barrel with a straw to suck up some of the wine, and the leftover he put back in the barrel, even though he touched it, shalei bekavana, i.e. shalei bekavana avodah zarah, it's still aser. So how could Rava say that it's mutter bahana? More answers, Taka later Rava changed his mind and said that in a case like this, it's aser bahana. The Gemara says that if a guy enters a store and places his hands in a barrel of wine thinking it was oil, the wine does not become aser bahana, and it's mutter to sell such wine to goyim. The rule is that a guy renders wine as Yayin Nesach only if he touches it with the knowledge that he's touching wine. In this case, where he didn't realize that he was putting his hand into wine, the wine does not become aser bahana, but it's still aser to drink. What if a guy pours wine but never actually touched it, or he picked it up with a keli? According to one man, the Amar, even though it moved with his kayach, but since it was shalei bekavana, the Chachamim did not make a gzer on this. But one man, the Amar, says it's aser, since maybe he did, in fact, touch it. If a guy pours water into wine to dilute it, the wine becomes aser due to the fact that it was moved bekaychai, with his strength, and the Chachamim were guys of this, due to harchakas avera. It's similar to like when we tell a nazir not to walk into a kerem, but to walk around it, so he won't come to eat the grapes. Harchakas avera. Rashi says, although it's aser to drink this wine, it's mutter bahana. Taisus adds that if a guy splashes the wine of a Yisrael just to get him angry, it is mutter even lishtia, and it's not considered to be aser as Yayin Nesach, since we know the guy didn't do it for Yayin Nesach, but rather he did it just to make the Yisrael angry. If goyim bow down to water which belonged to the rabbi, it doesn't become aser, since we hold like Rabbi Yochanan, who holds water of the public cannot become aser. Only water that is private can become aser. Daf Nun Tes. Rabbi Yochanan says, in order to become a ger, one must not only have mila, but tefillah as well. Also, if a guy is bayil of As Yisrael, the child from that relationship is considered to be a mamzer. In order for something to become bishul akum, it must be a food that can't be eaten raw. For example, meat. Eino nechal kamayshehu chai. Or it must be suitable for a royal table. It has to be something which is oila, normally eaten al shulchan melochim. Can a guy be used to transport grapes to the wine press? Gemara answers, no. We shouldn't lechatchila use him for that. But if he did, b'di'evet, it's not considered to be Yayin Nesach. Finally, if a guy was menasik wine not before an avodah zarah, one shita holds that this is aser bahana, but Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says it's mutter bahana. Daf Samach. If there was a barrel of truma wine, and there was a hole at the top, and a tful yoim touched the hole, the entire barrel becomes tameh, since all the wine is mechuber to that wine that touches the hole. Rabbi Yehuda says, only if the hole is on top or bottom is the whole barrel tameh. If it's on the top, then the wine below serves as the base for all the wine. If the hole is at the bottom, it's all tameh, since all wine is drawn towards the bottom. But if the hole is on the side, only that spot is considered to be tameh. Finally, if a guy pours wine and a Yisrael holds a keli to receive it, the wine is aser since the koyach of the guy is pouring it. If a Yisrael pours and a guy catches it, then the wine is mutter, because there's no inyan of koychai. The Mishnah. If a guy was found standing next to a boar of wine, and we don't know if he touched it, so if the wine is mishubid to the guy, since the Yisrael owes him money, then we can assume he touched it, since he wanted to take it now as a payment. If the Yisrael did not owe him money, then we can assume he didn't touch it, since he's afraid that he would get caught. If the guy touched the wine with a measuring stick, it's mutter, since he just touched it via something else. So it isn't aser bahana, but Reb Shimon was matir even to drink it. Gemara. Let brachas rest on the head of Reb Shimon. And many say the halacha is like Reb Shimon. Some say that it's not like Reb Shimon. In any way a zav can be metama something, for example, if he touches it, in the same manner, if an akum does this to wine, it becomes Yayin Nesach. But if what a zar does doesn't cause tumah, so too with an akam to yayin. For example, if he throws a keli at something, that would not be enough for it to cause it to be yayin esach. Daf Samach Aleph, the Mishnah. If Yisrael borrowed grapes from a guy to make kosher a wine from them, and the Yisrael put the wine in the house of the guy, if the house faces a Rishus HaRabim in a town that has a lot of Yisraelim, we can be mekel, since the guy will be afraid to touch the wine out of fear of getting caught. But if the town is basically goyim, the wine is usur, unless the Yisrael hires a shomer to watch it. And the shomer doesn't need to be there all the time, just yoyste v'nichnas, going in and out, that's considered to be enough. Rabbeinu Tam says that in addition to these conditions that we just mentioned, that you have to have someone who's yoyste v'nichnas, it's also necessary that the barrels have a mafteach v'chaisim, a double seal, otherwise the guy cannot be trusted. Since both the wine and the premises belong to a guy, he has few reservations about tampering with the wine. The Gemara. If Yisrael rented or bought a house in a chatzer where Goyim lived, and he filled the house with wine, if another Yisrael lives in the chatzer, even if he has no key, it's mutter, since Goyim will be afraid to touch it. But if Yisrael lives in a different chatzer, the wine is only mutter if he has a key to the wine. In the case of the Mishnah, if the first guy who had the shibud places the wine by a different guy, then it's mutter, since we're not chayshish for reciprocation. Others say, usur, since one guy will help the other. Finally, the Gemara asks, what if they found the guy standing between barrels of wine? If he's not a powerful figure who's afraid of the police, we can assume he wouldn't touch it, therefore it's mutter. But if he is powerful, then it's usur. This marks the end of this perek. Daf Samach Beis, Perek Hei, HaSecher Es HaPoyel, the Mishnah. If a guy hires the Yisrael to do work with Yayin Nesach, the wages earned become usur. If, however, he hires the Yisrael to do normal work, but Bederach Agav, he asks him to move a barrel of Yayin Nesach, then all of the wages are mutter. Gemara. Why in the Reisha are the wages usur? Our answer, since the wine was used as Yayin Nesach, all money earned through it is also usur. This is a special Takanas Chachamim, which created a knas for Yayin Nesach, as well as a knas for donkey drivers regarding Peres Shvius. A person should not say to his friend, bring out my Meiser Sheni produce to Yerushalayim, and you can take a chelek of it. This is because he's paying up a chayv with Meiser Sheni money. But he can say, just take it to Yerushalayim, and Bederach Agav, let him eat. The Gemara says, the stone that is used to stone someone, to do skila, or the sword that killed someone, Mises Hereg, must be buried with the mace, since they're considered to be usur bahana. Daf Samach Gimel. The rule is ami rasai ligavaya kemisi rasai lehejit. The statement of making something hektish is equivalent to giving something to another person, i.e. to create a chalais. If a person gives an animal to a zayna, it is usur to use this animal as a carbon, because it gets a sheim of esnan. A worker is mechuyev to give food to his workers. What if a guy hires Yisrael to break barrels of wine with Yayin Esach so that the wine spills out on the floor? Are the wages mutter? Reb Nachman says, let him break it, keep the wages, and tavei alav bracha. The proof to this is from Kilayim, that Yisrael can't work with a guy to plow it, but he can work to destroy it. In fact, if a guy works to maintain a field of Kilayim, he gets Malkus. Daf Samach Daled. If Yisrael lent a guy money, and the guy then went and bought an Avodah Zarah or Yayin Esach, and then paid back the Yisrael, this money is mutter. If a ger and a guy who were brothers yarshin from their father who was a guy, the ger can say, let's divide this up. I'll take the money, and you take the Avodah Zarah pieces. We're makel by a ger, since we're afraid if we don't allow him to keep the Yerusha, he could want to go back to his old ways before he was a ger. Gemara asks, can a ger toishav be mevatel an Avodah Zarah? We know that a ger toishav doesn't keep the mitzvahs, but he's also not eved avodah zarah. The halacha is that only a guy can be mevatel an avodah zarah, not Yisrael. Where does a ger toishav fit in? This is a machlokes. The Gemara asks, what is a ger toishav? Rameir says, anyone who is mekabel before three witnesses, that he won't be eved avodah zarah. The Chachamim say, one who is mekabel the Zion mitzvahs b'nei nayach. It's a machlokes if his wine is mutter or not. Taf samachai. If a ger toishav didn't circumcise himself after 12 months, he's considered to be a min of Oved Kechavim. The father of Rav Acha used to sell Goyim wine and pour it into their skin flasks, and he would then keep the barrels. Abaya said, this is really not good, since he's now getting Hana from Yayin Esach. The Mishnah. If a lot of Yayin Nesech falls onto a bunch of grapes, if you rinse off the grapes, they're mutter. If, however, the grapes were split open and Yayin Nesech falls on them, and the Yayin Nesech, of course, will then get into the holes, into the cracks, then they become usser. If Yayin Nesech fell on dates or figs, if the wine improved the taste of them, which is called nais and tam l'shvach, it gives it much better taste, then they're usser. The general rule is anything that tastes better because of the Yayin Nesech becomes usser. If, however, the Yayin Nesech falls on them and the taste becomes worse, which is called nais and tam lifgam, then they're mutter, because the wine that's falling on them doesn't really help. It actually makes them taste worse than they did before. Nais and tam lifgam, therefore, they're mutter. The Gemara. If one has a beged that has even one strand of kilayim, one strand of shatnez, it's usher to sell it to a guy, since it's usher bahana, but it can be used as tachrichim for a mace. The Rishayim ask, why shouldn't one strand of kilayim in a beged become batal and all the rest of the strands which are mutter? The Ran in Masechet Nedarim answers that bittel only works, bittel we mean to say that if you have 60 parts of something which is mutter, and one which is usser, so the isser becomes batal b'shishim, this klal of bittel only works if you have something which is usser and something which is mutter. But by shatnez, both strands are really mutter. And since we have a gzeres hakasev of shatnez, this strand becomes permanently usser and is not batal. According to the Rishayim, if you have min b'she'en aminai, meaning that wine falls, for example, into flour, it's one min into a min which is not like it, min b'she'en aminai, it is much easier to apply the heter of bittel than if you have min b'minai, wine falling onto grapes. Wine and grapes are very similar. So therefore it's called min b'minai. It's a lot harder to apply the rules of bittel in min b'minai. Here, because we're dealing with wine and grapes, which are min b'minai, it's hard to say that the wine should be bottle. Daf Samach Vav. If old wine, which is usser, falls onto grapes, since the old wine has a completely different taste than the grapes, this is called min b'she'en aminai. It's two different things. And everyone holds, it's batal b'nais and tam, meaning that as long as you have shishim keneged the iser becomes batal b'shishim. If, however, you have new wine, which is usser, and that falls onto grapes, so this is similar tasting things. We call it min b'minai. Abaye said b'mashehu, the grapes will always become usser, since it's usser b'mashehu, i.e. it's never batal. What we say is that taste is really the key, since they taste similar to each other, this new wine and the grapes, therefore we say that it's never batal. Taste is what matters. Rava says, even min b'minai is batal b'nais and tam, i.e. batal b'shishim, since this really is not min b'minai, but is really min b'she'en aminai, since these items have two different names, one is grapes and one is wine. And since they're two different names, it's min b'she'en aminai, and therefore it can be batal b'shishim. The Gemara says if you have two or three different names of spices, for example, black pepper and white pepper, if each alone aren't enough to ask for something, if together they're more than enough to eliminate the shishim, Rava says they're mitzaref to asr a food in a pot, since although they have different peppers, but they all have the same name, they're both called pepper. According to Abaya, the pot would be mutter, since you can't be mitzaref to different peppers, since white pepper tastes different than black pepper, and the key to it is the taste. The Rambam, Hilchas Machalos Asuros, Perek Tes Zayin, Halacha Tes Vav, paskins like Rava, and says that we can be mitzaref if the name is the same. Finally, Rabbi Yehuda says two things can be mitzaref to create an iser, to form a shear of iser, as we see from the pasuk in Devarim Yedalin, Leisechel Kol Tayeva.